was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Of course, two in a row on Twitch, and Jeromney's not in front of the camera when we start. That's pretty good. Go ahead and tweet at us. Our movie this week is Ski's movie, and Ski decided to choose, because it's Nick Vember, Ski decided to choose a Nick Cage movie called Jiu-Jitsu, which is on Netflix. So if you want to watch that movie and hear us talk about it on Sunday, please do so. Again, we are on Twitch now. If you have not followed the profile on Twitch, it is at abrog87. It's not at. That's not how Twitch works. It's twitch.tv/abrog87. So if you follow that, we're getting to the point pretty soon, if we keep doing this a few more weeks, where we're going to be able to have subscribers and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that. And you'll be able to actually give us money for doing the thing. Hilarious.
I'd be like Elon up in this bitch.
Oh, fuck yeah. $8 a pop. Come on, baby. That adds up. Let's go. Get us some fake blue check marks. Come on, baby. I assume neither of you is like even considering that, right?
No.
It has been kind of funny, like seeing the world sort of freak out. You know what I was thinking as I was sort of looking through those is this should be like a good thing for actual good journalists, right? So like I was thinking like Tyson Alger, legitimate, really good Oregon reporter, and sort of an obscure website. You know what I mean? Like I-5 Corridor, not many people know about it, but they know about Tyson Alger. And so now if you have like, because I was seeing the fake BYU ones circulating on Twitter earlier. And now it's like, if you have these fake profiles just doing fake stuff all the time and you have no idea what's actually real or not, or you kind of do, but you have to be sort of savvy to be able to do it, that should make it be like, hey, I know where the actual news guy is. I should just like throw him a couple bucks a month and actually follow him for good news. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I do like the new style where you pay your $8, you make your, you know, fake account, and you post one banger tweet that gets people riled up, and then you get banned and just rinse and repeat.
I'm a little surprised you're not into this, King, because you are like,
yeah, it's too easy now. It's too easy.
That's fair. I mean, you are grade A troller. So this, I mean,
it was much harder back in 2017 when I convinced ESPNU that Willie Taggart had taken the Florida Gators job. I'm just saying. Now it's whatever.
That's true. Too many people doing it.
It's funny. It's funny. Yeah. You know, like Tesla today announcing that a second Tesla had hit a tower. Funny.
Yeah. Yep. The BYU one, I got a kick out of. I only saw a couple of the tweets. I don't know how far it actually went, but I got a kick out of it. It's like our virgin youths will be so proud if BYU beats Utah this week. I don't know. It's funny. They deserve, like, most of the people who are involved in this deserve ball busting. And so I'm like, okay, bust their balls. It's great. We have had a few requests from our chat to start by talking about the Blazers.
I guess it has been 2 weeks. So.
I think it's been like three. Like, I think we're officially past the our limit that we set. So we can talk about the fact that Dame is washed and Simons clearly the team needs to go through. No, I'm just kidding. So Dame has been hurt, though, and he missed today's game with the Pelicans, too. But 29 points a game still, 5 rebounds a game still, 5 assists per game still. He's still the best player on the team. And when he's healthy, he's very good. That's going to be sort of the trick, right? Is like Dame actually staying on the floor. But then again, when he hasn't been on the floor, they've been pretty fucking good this year. So I don't know.
I mean, I'm impressed with Josh Hart. Has been playing real well. Grant finally, you know, the first maybe 5 or 6 games, just trying to feel the team out. It seemed like he wasn't shooting the ball or really trying to do anything really with it. And he hits that game winner, what was that, last game?
That was like three games ago.
Three games ago?
It was before the Hart buzzer beater.
Yeah. And then a win tonight. I still don't know if this team is good. They're winning right now. They're more enjoyable to watch.
They're fun as shit.
Previous years.
Really fun to watch. So, you know, like, who knows what their ceiling is this year, but they're full of young, dope, fun players. And I genuinely enjoy watching them play basketball. When was the last time you could say that about the Zurs, man? Like, hasn't it felt like the Oregon team with Anthony Brown and Tyler Shuck, where you're just like, even though they're winning, you're like, yeah, but I still fucking hate them. Like, I mean, Nurk sucks. I hate watching Nurk.
I still hate Nurk.
And Nurk is still on the team, but he's totally overshadowed by, like, the good young players who are leading the way right now.
And honestly, I wouldn't hate Nurk so much if he would just get rid of that move where he just falls into the hoop and just flings it up. Because that's 4 or 5 of those plays a game. Mix in a couple travels and a couple offensive fouls. I don't know why he keeps going to that. That's his go-to move. And that's a scary thing. That's your pretty much lone big. Because Eubanks, fine. He's a nice guy coming off the bench for 12 minutes a night. I do like Wofford, too. He's what, his second year. But he's your lone big guy. You need some more control out of him if they think they're going to be this good the whole season.
I'm sorry. Lone big guy? Somebody just like blatantly disrespecting Drew Eubanks right now? Man, that's cold.
Nice,
that's
nice
cold
guy
ski.
Off the bench for 12 minutes.
It's cold ski.
Nice guy off the bench.
It's cold. King, your thoughts on the Blazers, please.
Don't have any.
No thoughts on the Blazers. So King's not ready to talk Blazers yet. All right.
No, I find this whole Twitch thing distracting and dumb. I don't like it.
You know what's wrong with it?
It's distracting and dumb. I don't like it.
It's the same thing we were doing before.
It's not actually at all, to be honest.
What do you mean?
You just see everyone. Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not feeling this.
All right. Well, I mean, like, viewer and listener, you should know this is the view we get every single week anyways when we used to do it on Zoom. It would just be like King's forehead, and then that's pretty much it. So, I don't see the difference, man. Other than I had to put on like a sweatshirt and a hat and skis.
I'm wearing a sleeve shirt.
Yeah. Well, Ski did a sleeve shirt and put some makeup on. It happens, man. Rest of the Blazers, too. Simons averaging 22 a game. Grant, 18-4. Like, Shaden Sharp.
Sharp looked nice.
I think everybody was sort of wrong about Sharp, you know. Like, I don't think any of us really bought into him when the Blazers drafted him. But, man, he is athletic. You see his, like, his base is super high. Like, who knows what he's going to turn into, but you sort of see the things that you saw with, like, you know, different, but Dame and CJ when they were rookies. I think CJ was actually injured his rookie year, but, like, you know, you could see the raw athleticism and the base for what could be something really good. I think Sharp is that.
Well, he's actually playing. I mean, Simon.
He's had to
CJ,
start. He starts when Dame is out. That says a lot.
Yeah. He's all right. Like I said, it's been what, 12 games? We're 8-3.
9-3 now after today.
9-3 now. Nice. Yeah. 12 games. Yeah. Well, a lot of games left here.
6-1 on the road this year, which is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird year so far. I mean, the Jazz are the best team in the NBA right now.
I have no comment.
The Lakers have the Lakers have 3 wins.
Hey King, Dame Booble says Dame for Kyrie straight up.
No.
We doing that? No. Okay. I'm getting a sense here that we're getting a what's it called? We're getting a game where King is not into it and is like is like making a point to be like, I don't like this. I'm not going to participate. The listener,
I'm here, man.
Listener's Sorry. Not going to get it.
Yep.
Like to the actual podcast. All right. Well, we don't have any Duck football to talk about because we already talked about that. You guys watched the Ducks?
I went to the game. What, basketball?
Yeah.
I went to the game on Monday.
Yeah.
They can't shoot. Their bigs are entertaining. I like them.
Entertaining is not the word. Entertaining is not the word I'd use for their bigs.
I thought the lone remaining ivory tower, Biddle, I thought looked real good. Dante looked good. I mean, they're playing against a bunch of 6'7" guys from Florida A&M, but
ivory tower. That's racist, Ski. You can't say that.
We're white. We could say it.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
A cracker if I want.
Yeah, no. It's gonna go. Did you know? By the way, like we should have known. But did you know that Will Richardson was still on this team?
I did, but I don't know.
How would you not know
on the team?
How did I not? I don't know because I don't pay attention to Oregon men's basketball ever.
Well, unless that answers that.
Yeah, unless we're getting close to March. But even then, we were after March, and I should have known that Will Richardson was coming back. I mean, I'm sure we've talked about it on the podcast too, but like I saw him playing and I was like, really? It's like Jesus, and he's still the same exact guy.
Was he actually playing? He was on the court. I don't know if he was actually playing.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's the exact same guy he's always been.
What was the excuse for the end of his year? What do you have, like mono? Does he have like a year and a half long case of mono still going here? That dude still doesn't shoot.
He played one game.
So boring. I watched a bunch of the games in Canada. Those are against a bunch of like 6'3" Canadian white guys, and he still didn't look good.
You mean the games that were on like one camera that a guy would turn like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It only had like a 6-inch range of motion left or right. That's all it had.
This is hilarious because this is exactly what we said we weren't going to do with the Blazers. It's exactly what we're doing with Oregon men's basketball. It's like one game in. Thoroughly overreacting to everything we saw them do against Florida A&M.
Oh, yeah. And of course, this is, you know, Dana's team. We're not going to know anything how this team looks for another month and a half. That is annoying as a fan of the team. He just doesn't give a shit for a month and a half. He's fine losing games as long as they start trying to buy into his fucking schemes.
We thinking that's going to be different this time? Because the team seems genuinely decent at the start of the year, and there are known quantities. You know what I mean? Like the team's going to go through Dante and Richardson. They are established veteran good players, and the team's going to go through them. Usually with Altman, it takes like a couple months to figure out who's going to get the ball and take shots in situations. Like, I think they know that now already.
Yeah, I will say that their starting lineup, four of their five starters were returning players, which I can't remember the last time they had four returning players for starters. But they're still missing. They were missing a couple guys too. So yeah, never.
Did you watch the game? King, did you watch the game?
I had it on.
Yeah, because you were super into Ware coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you catch much of him?
A couple of nice passes, some cool dunks, hit a three.
Yeah, he's tall.
But yes, we've spent way too much time on a game against a SWAC school.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a football game to talk about this week, so we kind of have to fill with basketball.
Well, I mean, they do play a team this week.
Wait, what? Who's that?
I don't know.
All right.
I did see. I don't know if you got involved in it, King. That Jordan Rapper tweet, I think that came out. Was it today?
No, yeah, I don't deal with that guy anymore.
No, I don't know how. It's fucking it's comedy gold to be this mush brain to believe these things. I mean, I guess this is why we kind of saw like how MAGA came about, that this guy believes these things about Washington football.
Just completely ignoring history and facts. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, if you're saying the Ducks are a program that have only really existed for the last 15 years, I mean, I don't know what world you're living in.
Had you heard of his name before Twitter? Did you know who he was?
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, same. No clue. Like, he's like the most random Oregon player, Washington player ever.
And he did buy a check mark though on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, he's verified. He's a verified random Washington player from history.
I do love that his smack talk after buying a check mark yesterday involved a picture of a game where Oregon ran for like 500 yards right. in Seattle against UW, and he's in it. It's like, what a weird, what a bizarre picture to throw up there, dude.
Was that Royce? Was that the Royce game?
No, that was Stewart and Dixon.
Stewart.
I think I was at that one.
It's the 2007 game.
Where they scored 07, like 28 or... in the fourth quarter or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. It was tied going into the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden Chip was like, yeah, we're just going to score all the points now. You know what? I hate to say this because, you know, I essentially like Nick Cody. But this dude's Nick Cody. Like, to Washington fans, Nick Cody is this dude. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but Nick Cody actually started in, like, Rose Bowl.
He did. No, no. And again, I'm not taking away anything from, like, Nick Cody's career. I'm just saying, in terms of linemen even on that Oregon team, he's not.
But also, Nick Cody's doing a little bit of a bit.
Sure, sure.
You know, we could extend some, you know, thought and say he's bleeding into a little bit of bagginess sometimes, but most of it is a bit. Refit is mush brain.
Genuinely mush brain.
Just genuinely mush brain. Like, I saw that Jeff Schwartz kind of clapped back at him today and was like, dude, since you've been able to drive, it's 21-3 Oregon. Or something along those lines. Like, what are you talking about, man?
I mean, that's what. Is there not there's common? You have to have some common sense for your program that you follow. I mean, just look at the numbers there. You can't start going after the team that's utterly dominated you for the last two decades. I mean, it's like teams trying to clap back at like Alabama for the last 20 years in the SEC. It's like, what, you got one win, two wins against them in the last 2 years? Come on.
I wonder if we just don't get it. Like, we're in the Pac-12, so this is not something we're used to seeing, this level of like irrationality where people don't pay attention to any facts whatsoever because we're on the West Coast. And
ooh, well, I saw a Tennessee fan is starting to jump into that right now with the playoff rankings coming out. They're really trying to. I will say them. It was one guy I saw his comments. Is really trying to talk up their big wins against teams that have four losses, even though they were ranked 17th at the time they played them. It's like,
yeah, right. So, crazy. So you know, you're sort
when you're
of
making on the preseason polls as your talking point.
You're sort you of light argument. You're sort of making everybody else's point for them, in that the SEC is super duper overranked and the AP poll doesn't mean shit ever. And it probably shouldn't exist until, like, it shouldn't exist at all. And rankings shouldn't really come out until the college football playoff poll comes out. But, yeah, it's insane. So maybe we should just start talking about that. So,
well, quick on that, though. Okay. It's like, as a Duck fan, are you claiming BYU as a top 12 win?
I did.
BYU was 12 when we.
I did. I did for 2 weeks. And then BYU started to tank, and it's like, okay, well, that win is not impressive anymore. Like,
they're 5-5.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
yeah.
It was when it happened, but now it's not because they are bad. And you realize they're bad now, and it's like, oh, okay, Oregon should have done that. We didn't expect it at the time, but that's sort of the point, right? The season goes on, and then you adjust how you view these teams. BYU is not good. So I call them good on this podcast. They're not good.
Yeah, jumping into that, no, those are that early hype, the early rankings.
Yeah. And then we find out that I created the fake BYU Twitter.
Yes.
Playoff rankings, Georgia number one, Ohio State two, Michigan three, TCU four. I was a little surprised by that. Tennessee five, Oregon six, LSU seven, USC eight, Bama nine, Clemson 10. And then Pac-12 teams, UCLA 12, Utah 13, Washington jumps in after beating Oregon State into 25, which is exactly what we said was going to happen. It's like it's all setting up for Oregon to have big wins going into the Pac-12 championship, you know, assuming they win the rest of their games, going into the Pac-12 championship and then, you know, possibly a playoff beyond that. Legitimately, Oregon State could keep winning, and then when they play Oregon State, they're back in the top 25. So that's entirely possible. So it could just be top 25 matchups the rest of the way for Oregon.
Yeah, who do the Beavs still play the rest of the year?
Couldn't be bothered to look that up.
No.
Hey, Booba, look that up.
Well, they Cal this week, Arizona State, and then the Ducks. So
sounds like a couple of wins. I'm just saying
they could sneak back in possibly.
Nettian says Bama fans talking shit about Oregon's lack of top 25 wins. Yeah, it's very similar. Like Oregon's top 25 wins. Not as impressive as they once were.
No.
But still top 25 wins. And they've had UCLA, still a top 25 win. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like I said, but there's a lot of teams like Clemson, who have they beaten and played? That's why I'm not surprised. Like you said, I'm not surprised TCU's in at four. They're undefeated. Where are you going to keep them out?
Right.
If you don't put them in now, when are you ever going to put them in unless another team loses?
Do you think there's a chance they get jumped if they keep winning in the conference they're in?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, probably
just
not.
Like right? Just like I don't think the Ducks get jumped if they win out too. So.
Yeah, it seems like I was telling somebody this the other day, like Tennessee is a barrier for LSU. Because I was having people tell me, like, if LSU wins out and, you know, they have two losses, but they were like, LSU probably jumps Oregon just because of who they've beat. I was like, well, no, like, Tennessee beat LSU pretty handily. And, you know, like, Tennessee is going to stay ahead of LSU. And, you know, like, so if that's the case, they're not going to jump Oregon either. Like, it's just not going to happen. Assuming everybody wins out, but.
Well, that's the big assumption.
And then what happens with Ohio State and Michigan? Because they'll probably end up playing each other, and one of them's going in for sure. The other one's probably going in too, right? One loss, Michigan or Ohio State. The only loss coming to a top four playoff team. It's uphill for Oregon, right?
No.
Yeah. Well. No,
if they win out, why wouldn't they get in?
Well, again, that's what I'm asking, because then you're going to have undefeated Georgia, assuming undefeated TCU, they're in, and then you're going to have either Ohio State or Michigan, and so then you're left with one loss Ohio State or Michigan versus one loss Oregon. So,
wait, rewind that. You got Georgia, TCU, and who else?
Georgia, TCU, and either Ohio State or Michigan.
Okay, so that's three.
Yeah, and so then we're assuming because Oregon's only losses to Georgia at that point that they're in over Ohio State or Michigan, right?
Yeah,
I would say yes.
Whoever loses that Big Ten game isn't getting in,
right? Any fear of Tennessee? Even if they don't, so assuming Tennessee doesn't play in their conference championship game.
No, because my thing is, like we just said, Oregon has four games left. The data points ahead of them, if they win out, will be at least three teams ranked. Washington, whatever, they're like 25. But Utah will be another top 12 win. Whatever LA school they play would be a top 10 win. And Oregon State could be 8-3, and just like Washington is now ranked 25. These are data points that, if you're going to explain it away with the 46-point loss, I mean, okay, I guess I get it. But you're not going to look at anyone else's resume and be like, wow, they played, you know, three or four straight ranked teams to end the year and beat them all.
Yeah, I think they play Vanderbilt and, like, South Carolina, and one other team that's not good. They don't have a good finish to their schedule. So I don't see how you move up from those games. Like I said, it will be interesting to see the talking points of, like I said, if Michigan loses to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, that.
But also, does anyone really think TCU is going to win at Texas this week?
I have them. I put them in. I did put them in. They are almost a touchdown dog.
Yeah, and it's gone down. It was 7.5 like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I think I got it written down at 6.5 right now.
TCU has humongous Kansas vibes for me, you know?
They're like, better than Kansas, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I just mean they're undefeated, but nobody's buying into them, and they probably shouldn't. You look at the top 10, they're the imposter. You know what I mean? Other than Clemson. Clemson's technically in the top 10, but... One of these things.
Clemson still being in the top 10 is a fucking abomination. It is. No one has watched them a single time this year and been like, they're elite. No one has watched them a single time this year and been like, they look good. It was just like, hey, they're Clemson, and they came in number 5 in the nation in August. So we'll just keep them there. Like, they're. So, college football, you know, let's just talk about, like, playoff teams. Just all faceless, nameless, whatever. You got to be good/elite at certain positions, right? Just kind of is what it is. Clemson, hey, they're elite at defensive line. They're appalling at every skill position and quarterback. And even when they won national titles under Dabo, their offensive line, bad. Because he doesn't care about it. So there's no way you could tell me that their elite defensive line carried them past every other shortfalling that literally everyone has seen. And the DJU thing, I don't get it. We watched him during the pandemic year. On a whim, he had to go to Notre Dame when Notre Dame was like number 5 and Clemson was number 1, whatever it was. And Notre Dame won, but DJU threw for like 350 yards with ease. And there are, like, weeks now combined where he doesn't throw for 300. You have 300 total yards of offense in combined weeks.
Like I said, we made the comparison to him to Anthony Brown the year before. This feels very Anthony. His only throw is short
even
little dumps.
If you guys go back and look to whoever's listening, watching, picking their butt, you two, me – if you even go back and look at Anthony Brown stats versus DJU stats last year, if you just did blind resume, you would think Anthony Brown was like a magnitude better than DJU.
Right.
Like, yeah. It was insane, their stats last year. Brown, way better. And none of us really think Anthony Brown was very good.
No, I am intrigued. I feel like Clemson's finally there with DJ. I think they were getting there last year. I think they probably got there pretty early this year. I'm surprised he's still playing.
I think the hard part is they've thrown in they have like a 5-star true freshman, like Cade or Cole Kublik or Kublik or something like that.
Yeah, Kublik, I think it is. Yeah.
And they threw him in the first week against Georgia Tech, and he was good. They've thrown him in like 2 or 3 other times, kind of in spots. Not very good, which is totally fine. He's like fucking 18.
He's a freshman.
What are we doing here? But. Yeah, I think I think a lot of Clemson fans were hoping that week one against Georgia Tech would have propelled him to better things. But, oh, Marcus.
Are we going to be seeing old DJ here next year if Nix leaves?
That's what I think. I don't think Kelly Dillingham can take a D1 job until he rectifies DJU and Eugene.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the quarterback savior Dillingham turns.
If he could do this to Bo and then do it to DJU next year, who wouldn't hire him?
Yo, that dude's going to the NFL. Like, no joke. NFL offensive coordinator next year. Sean McVay needs to hire him right away. Because Sean McVay doesn't know how to call. Sean McVay doesn't know how to call offense anymore.
Well, Sean McVay is going to retire in a year or two, right?
Yeah, oh God, Sean McVay is the new Brett Favre. Oh, there's like four Rams that are on that Brett Favre plan, where every week I might retire. Telling you what, this might be the year. This might be the month. I might retire. No, you're not. Why are like Schefter still running with stories that Sean McVay might retire? What?
Need those clicks.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Aaron Donald is walking away from that contract. I bet you. Right. Yeah, I bet you Tom Pelissero. Yeah, I really believe the retirement talk. I mean, the team looks like they've retired, but
Oh, that doesn't hurt as a Niner fan. We about to get healthy, boys. NFL better watch out. Everybody's coming back this week. Y'all are fucked.
I thought I saw one player in your team just tore his Achilles in practice.
Yeah, that was Jason Verrett. Jason Verrett has a perma-torn Achilles. Like, nobody has earned an NFL contract less than Jason Verrett. I think he, like, 2 years ago, he played 14 games or something like that, and that's the most he's played in the last, you know, five seasons. I think it's been, like, one game or two games every year, and he gets hurt for the whole year. Put on IR, like, he's insta-IR. But again, he's been playing for, like, 6 years in the NFL. He's had a contract every year. It's amazing. It's good work if you can get it, man. Sitting on a table getting taped up every day. Getting massages. And, you know, the major surgeries every season, too. But
I know that, too.
Yeah, besides point. Booble mentioned Bo Nix and the Heisman hype. Are we ready to talk about that yet? I mean, like,
if they win this week, we're right on. Jesus Christ. That is the exact way a Mariota game should end.
Pick six?
No, just zero time, sack, auto sack.
Yeah.
And this might be, soak it in, Oregon fans, this might be the last start as a full-time starter for Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, they're to the point, like, what, 4-6 after this game? Like,
yeah, he'll still get multiple NFL starts after this. I'm just saying, this might be a Desmond Ridder team after this, and Mario just becomes, like, the best backup.
Yeah, no, totally. That's what I was going to ask, is, like, you know, 4-6, you might as well go with the rookie, right? It's about that point. Although, in the division they're still, like, a game out.
I mean, that was their game plan from the get-go for Marcus. Just to, you know, they like I said, I think it was last week, they've done way better than I thought they were going to. This is kind of the Marcus game I was expecting all year. Sacked, what, 6 or 7 times, threw a bad pick.
Yeah.
Didn't move the ball very well.
It's the rain. He's from Hawaii. What do you want from him, man? Can't throw a football in the rain? Come on. So we're saying Nick's firmly in the Heisman. I mean, he got added to everybody's, like, top four or whatever this, like, the last couple of weeks. So I sort of agree with you. It's like big game against Washington. He's got Utah after that. Big game against Utah. He's kind of a front runner, right? I mean, who else? Caleb Williams. Like,
Hooker still,
really?
I was surprised at how his stats weren't quite as impressive when I looked at him last week than I thought they would be.
Nix or Hooker?
Hooker. It's like 24 total touchdowns. Like, I'm not saying he's been bad, but I was like, I thought he was, like, supremely overwhelming.
Like, relative to 36 total touchdowns, it's weak. But 30, by the way, 36 total touchdowns is fucking bonkers, man.
Like I said, they're doing the 2007 Tebow thing.
Yeah.
You get inside the 5-yard line, make sure you give him 4 chances to score somehow. Does not matter if it's a 1-inch run, it still counts as a rushing touchdown.
What are we putting the total at? 3.5 total touchdowns for Nick this week?
Yeah, I'd go over at 4, but yeah, 3.5 is where I would put it at.
What's the over-under for the game? We're going to do lines here in a minute, but like,
I believe it's 71.
Oh, that's so many.
72.5, actually.
Oof. It's a lot, and it's probably very accurate, too. Number one pass offense in the country? Is that what Washington is? I think I saw that earlier. Yeah,
well, I mean, yes, if you throw it 55 times a game, good for you.
Well, no, yeah, I was going to say, like, they're 110th in run offense, too, but...
I mean, I would just say that, you know, our thoughts on, you know, college football analytics are not the strongest. You know, there's good reasons for them, but it's not like the NFL where there's 32 teams, everyone plays each other. It's all kind of random.
Right.
But Oregon in the S&P Plus has the number 4 offense. UW, by throwing it 57,000 times a game, number 1 passing offense in the nation, 28th. Still good.
Yeah, with a...
But when you adjust it for whatever, those yards don't quite look as impressive. And I'm honestly, I find it hysterical that Washington fans lean so much on passing yards per game after like 8 years of scoffing and guffawing at Mike Leach's air raid. And what do they basically run now as an air raid? Like,
that's exactly what it is. Like, Penix is King Hainer. Like, he's going to throw the ball 60 times a game, man. And it works against some teams that aren't very good.
Are you guys more worried about this week against UW or the following week against Utah?
I was going to say, because...
UW.
Yeah, I agree.
They have the offense to keep up. I don't think Utah does, but Utah's got better defense.
Utah's got a better coach, better defense, even though it's not as good as it has been. But they... I saw a stat the other week, and I can't remember, but relative to other Pac-12 teams, their drives for scoring points are much longer. Like, they really grind all the time.
Grinding.
There's no real big play, big pass, big run. I mean, that Tavian Thomas guy that absolutely ate up Oregon last year, he's fat and doesn't even play all the time. Like, he was just like a healthy scratch last week. How often do you see a healthy scratch?
Cardwell. But that's what I was going to bring up, too. It's like the matchup for Oregon's defense is way worse against Washington. Like, Washington throwing the ball against Oregon's pass defense, I'm not looking forward to, like, at all.
I think what Oregon has, like, what, the 104th ranked pass defense in the country, something like that.
Atrocious. And really good against the run, by the way. So they match up much better against Utah. So I don't know.
UW's going to score.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. But UW's going to score by passing. Oregon will score by passing and running. And if you can just kind of... slow it down a couple of times with the run game, I don't see how Washington keeps up.
They're a turnover or two away from the game maybe getting ugly, is what it is.
And they're going to need it, like a tip ball at the line type thing to steal a possession to keep it like legitimately close.
Bubble says Utah big on grinder.
Grinding.
Grinder. How many yards does Bo Nix have to throw against UW to vault himself in the Heisman race? Asks Nutian.
275.
I don't think yards are that big of a thing. It's touchdowns in college. That's all that really matters.
And by the way, if he's getting touchdowns, he's getting yards. So, you know, five touchdown game again.
If he just approaches 300 total yards with 4 touchdowns,
yeah.
The train keeps moving.
Yes. However he gets it, runs for 100, throws for 2, sure. Same thing.
Do we want Oregon to run the ball more? Like, it feels like, so it's weird because they, going into last week, you know, they had sort of had huge chunk run plays all the time. Every game, all game. And then Colorado sort of made him work for it, which is the first time we've seen that. And then they sort of just like didn't do it anymore until later on when the game was sort of out of hand and it was, you know, might as well just run the ball.
That could be teams trying to take the run away, which opens up the passing game.
Good luck with that shit.
And the thing with Knicks and Dillingham right now is I don't worry about that. If they take the run away, I am perfectly happy with Knicks throwing the ball every possession if that's what they are given. Years before, I would have been like, oof. Tyler Shuck throwing the ball, oof. Anthony Brown, oof.
We talked about this on Saturday, too. Like, the confidence I have in Bo Nix is sort of unparalleled. It's weird. It's Mariota stuff, you know? It's like he's just always makes good decisions. It's fucking bonkers. Lincoln City. By the way, check out this handle in the chat. Lincoln City 69. Love that. And check out the comment. No nut Bovember. Don't blow your wad against the Huskies. Is that what you're trying to say?
Did you get your hashtags trying to work for you? King, the one you stole from Booble and Bojenda.
No, they're not working.
They're not working? Fucking Elon, he's censoring you.
I have a couple of U of O accounts that I know will eventually post it and then it'll take off. I won't name them yet, but I know it'll happen eventually. It's just like Mari Gota, you know?
Yeah, this is 1,000% how you work on Twitter. And by the way, in general, you are the trendsetter with this sort of thing, and you always have been. No one gives you enough credit for it. You come up with these things, and then like then 6 months later, it'll become a thing on Twitter. And it'll be like, man, where did that start? And it's fucking you, dude.
Someone legitimately got in touch with me, you know, this is years ago now, and they were like, hey, we stole the Mari Gota thing from you. Here's some gear.
Oh, what?
And the gear was sick.
Hell yeah.
It was all a goat with the number 8 on it. Hell yeah.
That's
you want to know what? I appreciate that.
Yo.
Number 4 Oregon fan for a reason here.
Hell yeah. Like,
you don't get that ranking.
10 years later, you get some free swag. It's all worth it.
It is funny, though, just speaking of like Oregon Twitter, though, and just seeing when you step way back, like what people do to really be popular with like their fan base. I don't got the energy for that.
No, I hear you.
Like, I can't make Tosh LaPoy as the GOAT memes, like, because he's not.
You can't take shots at Justin Herbert if you want to.
Oh, get no, everyone on board with you. I love him.
Or Marcus, or yeah, I mean,
yeah. Yeah. When I saw that next Sunday,
it's too much
Chargers
work.
Chiefs got flexed into prime time, I was like, "Oh fuck me! I can't watch that game. I can't be online now because Herbert's going to throw a 2-yard out, and I'm going to get hit with. Ha-ha, he's 3 for 3 in your face.
Look at the precision. Clearly a superior quarterback to Patrick Mahomes,
number 1 in the league."
I can't see the football without my glasses. Wetski.
Here's where Mahomes doesn't get it. I mean, they did not look good against the Titans. They got the win. Mahomes threw it, what, like 70 times?
Yeah, it was not an enjoyable game to watch.
No, it wasn't.
The Titans, Vrabel schemes well against the Chiefs.
He always...
And the Chiefs receivers this year are... They don't get separation. I mean, I've said this before. They don't get separation, you know. But when the Chiefs were driving down 8 with like 3 minutes left, and they got over the 50-yard line, it was like, okay, well, they're going to tie it.
And
it's going to go to overtime, and Malik Willis is not getting it done.
I have a comment. This is the NFL who gives a shit. You know what I mean? Like you got a W.
Yeah, that's
period.
Exactly what it is.
Period. Like, we, like, college, we're so trained for style points. NFL, who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? Make the playoffs. That's it. Like, your team's going to make the playoffs easy. Like, the Chiefs are walking into the fucking playoffs this year. It's not even a question. So,
how many games up are they on in the division right now?
Just one.
Just
really?
One?
But it's like one plus.
It's a big one. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a thick one. Maybe.
Yeah. Double C's. All right, shall we get to lines?
Yeah, I got lines.
Okay.
Let me pull some things up here. Choo, choo, choo.
Lines.
That's
everywhere. Lines. King's not singing.
I'm not the only one with the pipes in
it's,
here.
It's time for lines. I'm never doing that again, I promise.
Lines.
Please don't unfollow us.
So, well, it's just King and I bouncing back and forth to pulling away.
Yeah.
I was 6-2. King was 3-5. You were 4-4.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm even partaking in this anymore.
No. So, yeah, King and I are tied again. You're 9 back.
Well, like I said on Twitter, it's a battle against 500 for me. So that's where I'm living.
Yeah, you're 3 over 500 right
yep.
now.
Yep.
And dead 500 your star picks.
Plenty of time to get under 500.
A lot of weeks left here.
It's a challenge.
In the bowls. You still got some life. So, first game.
I still have some life to get over 500.
Yes, to get them. All right. It's tomorrow, and it's Colorado going to USC. USC 34.5 points.
Oregon covered last week, right?
They did.
It was close, but they did, yeah.
And that was 31.5. So USC at home, get 3 more. If you want to call it even.
You going with the trend?
I'm sticking to it. Colorado, yeah. Or USC star pick.
Fuck it. USC star pick. I got to follow the winners here. Again, I'm not battling you. I'm just trying to keep above 500. Yeah. I'm doing what you're doing.
You're battling yourself.
Yes, thank you. Inner turmoil with the lines. Isn't that always the case?
King, who you got?
USC.
USC? Yeah. All right, next one. We got ASU traveling to Wazoo. Wazoo, 8.5 point favorites. They thoroughly stomped Stanford last week.
Stanford!
I believe, King and I were definitely on the wrong side of that one. That one was over very quick. I'll start again. I'll take Wazoo. But weather in Pullman's probably not going to be nice.
Yeah, I'll still take Wazoo as well.
Give me the Cougs.
Yep.
Yeah. I got some fun picks so far. All right. Next one, like I said earlier, we got Cal going to Oregon State. Beavs, 13.5 points.
Beavs.
Boy, they sure don't like to blow out teams, do they?
No, they do not.
Cal sure is bad, though, aren't they? Although they, They gave USC a game for like a while.
Yeah, they only lost by 6.
Yeah. I still got Oregon State.
All right. I'll be the fucking sucker here, I guess. And I'll take Cal.
14 sounds like the number, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to lose by the hook for sure.
Yeah.
But it is. All right. Another, God, just brutal games this week. Next game, Stanford going to Utah, 24.5 points.
24.5?
Yes.
Against Stanford.
Utah.
Stanford with the points. Stanford with the points. This is going to be one of those games where Stanford's just like, what the fuck have you been doing all year? And they still, I mean, they lose by 21, but, you know, it's not 24.5.
I got to take Utah. I just cannot back Stanford again. That's just, nothing good comes from that.
You know, it's bad. My first thought was like, oh, that's where I can catch you guys. No, it's too late for any of that.
You're right there. All right. Next thing, we got Arizona going to UCLA. UCLA, 19.5 points.
Bruins.
God damn it, that's not what I wanted.
I've used...
Did DeLore get hurt or did he get pulled? Do you guys know from the end of last week? I know
you're expecting that we watched Arizona.
Yes, we established that Braga loves the Arizona.
Now this is why we're on Twitch. Did anybody watch the Arizona game last week? If you did, let us know if DeLora got hurt or if he was pulled. Thank you very much. It's not going
to
matter in how we should pick this game, but
I'm taking UCLA anyway.
But we're curious. Also, UCLA. Is DTR becoming like more like kind of insufferable as the season's gone on? Like watching him week to week, like he, for lack of a better word, like he acts like a little bitch. Like he talks,
he's like a little harsh.
Well, I'm sorry. I was trying to find something better. He's the little guy and all he does is talk shit. He's not really that good. But all he does is talk shit. After like simple random plays, he'll like smirk at people and like do these really weird like movements and dances and shit. It's like, calm down, bro. You've been there like 8 years.
He's Justin Flo with the offense.
He is. He's quarterback Justin Flo. That's exactly right. Is DTR the Russell Westbrook of college football, says Booble. I don't know. He can complete a pass. Westbrook can't hit a three. Yeah, so.
No, he cannot.
Shoots it off the side of a backboard. What's the equivalent?
Russell Westbrook is, I think, four turnovers away from becoming the all-time leader in NBA history in turnovers.
Really?
Jesus.
Yep, he will pass John Stockton, who played almost 600 more games than Russell Westbrook.
That's what I think. I thought it was like a Cy Young thing, like the most assists and the most turnovers ever kind of thing.
That used to be a trivia question that nobody would get. Like who leads the NBA, who like all-time leader in NBA history in turnovers. Nobody would guess John Stockton. And now it's going to be Russell Westbrook and everybody's going to guess Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We all picked UCLA for that, right?
Yes, we did. First throw-in game. We're going to the undefeated TCU, going to Texas, 6.5 points.
For Texas?
Texas favored by 6.5.
Yeah.
Give me the Longhorns on the 40 acres.
Ooh.
Quinn Ewers, Bijan Robinson, some receiver.
There's the problem, I think, is Bijan. That dude is good.
I love King going with the rule of threes, and he couldn't name a third Texas player.
Can you?
No, I couldn't name one, dude. What do you mean?
I think they have a good receiver. I just can't remember his name.
Would you pick Ski?
I am going to take TCU.
I am too.
I just think they. Yeah. I think they cover. I don't think they win. I just think they cover. All right. The other game, I could have gone an SEC game, but I'm pretty fucking sick and tired of the SEC. So we are going two top 25 teams. UCF traveling to Tulane. Tulane, 1.5 point favorites. 8-1 Tulane.
What are you
doing? 17.
What are you doing, Ski? What are you doing?
I got to keep you on your toes. Because we can't name players on these teams.
See? Well, I will say that on Tuesday, certain websites and channels predicted a red wave. And it was just kind of like a purple ripple. But on Saturday... in Northwest New Orleans against the Knights that are golden of Orlando, Willie Fritz and Sean something, the Buccaneers quarterback. There's going to be a green wave and it's a rolling. Give me Tulane and the points. Easy money.
Is that your star pick as well, King?
Star pick.
Oh, baby! Yeah, Booble dared us, by the way. He said, star pick Tulane, you cowards.
Yeah. I was watching Tulane basketball when they played in the Metro Atlantic Conference. I've been on the green wave for years.
I started the green wave. Roll other tide. Lincoln City 69.
Lenko?
I like that.
Quick thing. The Texas wide receiver, Xavier Worthy.
Ah, Xavier Worthy. He's so good.
552 yards and 9 TDs on the year.
That totally sounds like a person, by the way. I believe all of it. Tulane? I'll go Tulane.
Yeah. All three of us riding the wave, baby.
By the way, you
two
mentioned
chains, two lanes.
You mentioned like no more SEC.
Two lanes or two chains, King? Which one?
Two lanes.
Is that our top three list? Top chains?
Yeah.
Top ains? By the way, like the SEC has had the two best college football games this year, like by a lot. So I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Did you not watch any of that? Was it SMU and who was it where they scored like 140 points?
Houston.
This last Houston.
SMU and Houston, yeah. Jeez. Yes. That was a record, right?
For regulation record.
Yeah, regulation game.
There's a way to, you know, just chip in a little. I think the SMU quarterback had 10 total touchdowns and like 700 yards.
Catch up, Bo Nix.
Bo, right?
Yeah.
Get better, Bo.
Shut up. Shut that Bo-genda up.
All right. Last game, UW, Ducks. Ducks 13.5 points.
At home.
At home.
Is it going to rain this weekend?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Oregon by 50.
Oregon by 50. That's what I like to hear.
Fuck off, Washington. You got no elements. You got the Bo-genda. Oregon is going to shit on Washington on Saturday.
Bo Nix with the bovine nuts.
Dubs down. Take a seat.
On that note, I am taking you, Dub. This has
bow down to loser ski.
Loser ski.
Backdoor cover guaranteed in this game.
Hashtag fake fan.
Guaranteeing lock. This should be my star pick.
You literally have Nike on your chest. You got a yellow Nike on your chest, and you're going UW. Fake fan. Oh, it's a basketball shirt. Okay.
It's basketball, yeah.
All right.
King, are you on the Ducks, I assume? You think you're going to route?
Yeah. He's going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah. This question. Hold on. Let me check this real quick. Because this might be my bet, my actual bet I will make, is the Ducks team total, because they've been running it low 40s to mid 40s every game.
Kind of sparsely. A lot of the runs by Knicks, though.
Phil.
As I take a drink of something, good timing.
Yeah.
Hey, the Ducks play on Saturday. Speaking of Saturday, have you seen the Indianapolis Colts new coach? He's never coached a game. His name's Jeff.
Additional generic.
Speaking of Phil, Phil Sims.
Additional generic NFL topic, King. Have you found what you're looking for?
Phil Knight. Yeah. Hey, Phil Knight. I know you're a billionaire, but how did Tuesday night feel? Probably not good. Drazen Petrovic is better than Christine Drazen. Hey, Phil, if you were fundraising for Drazen, you should have been raising more. Speaking of raisins, I hear it through the grapevine.
All right, he's done. All right.
Yeah, is that it? You just heard something?
Speaking of vines, Elon Musk. Bring back Vine.
Yeah, figure it out, bud. Vine is the real king. TikTok.
Hey, Jim Rome, toss me a Vine.
Toss me a Vine.
Rack me.
Rack me. Yeah, rack him.
I think that's probably enough. Do you find what you were looking for?
Yes. Ducks team total. Team score for the Ducks. 43.5 points. Hammer that. They're going to score well over that.
I could see that be another one of those games where they just roll it up on them. That's sort of what I'm expecting, and It's sort of unlike my brain to expect that from Oregon, but here we are. 2022, Bo Nix, Bo Jenda, Ducks by 50.
A quick aside here. Did you guys see who the Ducks basketball, the recruit they were up for on like Monday or Tuesday?
I saw Asia's kid.
Yeah.
Asia's kid. God.
They made a good decision.
I'm not faulting his decision to go to Stanford, but it would have been real cool to actually have a shooter in Dana's team. Real cool.
Yeah, I forget what those are like.
Yeah, got it.
Been a minute.
Isn't that Williams dude? Is that Williams dude going to end up good? Like, he was like the top JUCO scorer last year or something. He averaged like 30 something a game last year. I don't know. He could be one of those guys where like halfway through the season, all of a sudden he just starts getting buckets, like 25 a game or something like that. Once he figures out, once the team figures out that Will Richardson doesn't need to shoot the ball more than like three times a game.
It's Dana's offense. No one's getting 25 a night. Sorry. Just not happening.
Unless they get 15 rebounds, offensive rebounds.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Because they chuck and shoot 20%. All right, let's do trivia. Yeah? Yeah.
Sure.
Who won last week? I don't remember.
I got a quick side story here I found out.
Okay.
From experience this week, I found out that I can drive my car without having my keys on me. That was fun.
On you? What do you mean?
I put out a bunch of stuff in my hands, put it all on top of my roof, keys included.
Yeah.
My car starts because the keys are close enough for it to register it. I drove off. My keys fell off my car.
And the car died?
I drove all the way home. And I get home and I forget to forget to roll up my window. My car doesn't turn on. That's fun.
And you're like, where are my keys? I just drove for miles. I should have my keys.
That's usually the thought. Or, you know, it falls out of your pocket. My car should still turn on. It's still in there. Nope.
Yeah, it's close enough.
I had to spend 2.5 hours hiking back the route I drove, walking in the road to try to find my keys.
Girlfriend couldn't drive you?
She was at work.
It's fucked up, man.
So that, like, found him.
I've seen her Twitter. She's looking for reasons to not be at work. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
nobody doesn't enjoy that work more than her.
Good excuse to leave work.
Yeah, man. My car is similar to that. Like, that was a very new experience where you just get in the car. You don't have to put a key in anything. You just have it in your pocket and you just start the car. Like, if my keys go more than like 10 feet away from my car, it starts beeping at me. And then it will, I think it'll shut down. I've never tested that before, but
mine.
I thought that's what's supposed to happen.
I thought that as well. I put it into practice. It does not.
I wonder if the key itself was beeping. Like the key's like, I'm away from the car. It's like, yeah, thanks. All right.
Story done.
Trivia. Who won last week? I don't remember. I can't be bothered. Colorado trivia.
Not me. I think it was Kim.
No idea.
WCP 54182 says push button start is fan fucking tastic. I agree. It's life changing.
If you have your keys, it's awesome.
Yeah, if you don't put your keys on the top of your car and then lose them. Agreed. All right, Washington trivia. Let's have one of you just say they want to start.
King won, he'll start.
Okay, King won, he'll start. So if you have not seen or heard the trivia before, I ask a question. The person has a chance to answer the question. If they miss it, then the other person has a chance with three multiple choices. And then best out of 10 wins, or best score when we run out, because I have 10 questions. King, the most famous play in Oregon football history is Kenny Wheaton's pick six against Damon Heward in 94. In 2012, during Oregon's 12-1 season that ended with a Fiesta Bowl win over K-State, an Oregon safety got a pick six against Keith Price. Who was it?
Eric Dargan.
Oregon safety 2012. Your guess is Eric Dargan?
Ifo Ekpre Olamu. No, I'll say Eric Dargan. I don't fucking know, man.
Eric Dargan is the incorrect answer. Ski, your options, Eric Dargan, John Boyette, or Avery Patterson?
I'll say Avery Patterson.
Avery Patterson is the correct answer. Ski leads 1-2-0. Ski, this one goes to you. Speaking of overrated Washington quarterbacks, Damon Heward, who is their all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns?
Jake Browning.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
I think by a lot, too, isn't it?
It is. It's quite a bit. Yep. King, this actress, famous for her role in the Scary Movie franchise, as well as starring roles in The House Bunny and Waiting, graduated Washington in 99 with a degree in English Lit. Who is it?
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris is the answer. Am I, like, throwing softballs here? Are these too easy? I don't know. Skeet, another actress question, because we already know that Bruce Lee and Joel McHale went to Washington. This actress is the dopest. I'm going to name only the shows that she's been the star of in the last 7 years. Not the stars. She's been one of the stars of in the last 7 years. Hacks, Legion, Fargo, Watchmen, Mayor of Easttown, and Big Mouth, in which she played Depression Kitty. Who is it?
I'm just going to go off Hacks, and I'll say Jean Smart.
Jean Smart is the correct answer. 3-1, Ski with the lead. And this one goes back to King. Who is the Huskies' only number one pick ever?
Lincoln Kennedy.
Incorrect answer. Your option, Ski. Lincoln Kennedy, Steve Entman, or Warren Moon?
Man. When in doubt, go with the QB, Warren Moon.
Incorrect. Steve Entman, drafted by the Colts in 1992. This one goes back to Ski. People still call it Husky Stadium, but what is the official name of Washington Stadium, including the sponsor? Company based in Seattle.
Boeing Field?
Ooh, good guess. No. Your options, King. Microsoft Stadium, Alaska Airlines Field, or Amazon Field?
Alaska Airlines.
Alaska Airlines Field at Husky Stadium is the official title, yes. King, Marcus Tuiasosopo, famous for quarterbacking, but he was an assistant coach in 2013 when Steve Sarkisian left to coach USC, which left him as the interim coach for their bowl game that year. Which team did they beat 31-16 in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl that season, 2013. They have been mentioned on this podcast already. Not necessarily in trivia.
Just give it to Ski. I don't fucking know.
Take a guess. Any school.
Illinois.
Incorrect. Ski, your options. San Diego State. Actually, San Diego City, BYU, Michigan State.
Oh, you made it easy with the hint, BYU.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was hoping that would give it. Ski, for the win, a Husky holds the national record for most punt return touchdowns in a career. Who is it?
Buda Baker?
Is not the answer. Your options, King. Dante Pettis, Napoleon Kaufman, John Ross.
Pettis.
Pettis is the answer. 4-3. Ski with the lead. Question number 9. Who is Washington's all-time leader in receptions and receiving touchdowns? He went on to be drafted by the Jags.
Who's this for?
Ski, right? Yes. Right? No, is
no,
it King? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So Mike Williams?
Incorrect.
Reggie Williams.
Correct. I'm giving that to you.
SC and the UW guy. They play at the same
time.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
One slightly better NFL talent than the other.
A little bit. I mean, slightly. All right, so this is for the win. Tied at four, last question. Ski, right? I should probably figure that out before I ask it. Tyrone Willingham, famously 0-12 in 2008. But he was hired after the previous coach went 1-10 overall and 0-8 in the Pac-10 in 2004. Who was that coach?
Wow.
Lest we forget this horrible, horrible season.
I don't think I got a guess that would even be in the ballpark.
2008, or not? Not 2008. 2004. Nope. Excuse me. Name a Huskies head coach.
I think I know this one.
Jimmy Lake.
that is not correct. I tell you what. I'll let you guess, and then I'll give you the options if you don't get it. What's your guess? King.
Oh, Keith Gilbertson.
Keith Gilbertson is the right answer. Boom. Walk off. King with a win on the last question. Nice work.
What's it say about a program that's supposed to be dominating the Ducks for the last 30 years? I couldn't remember. You had to have been there for a little while.
Couldn't remember a head coach.
A head coach before Willie.
You only remember the last one and the one who went winless.
Yes.
I mean, Neuheisel was a coach, too, for like a few years around that era.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Who's their all-time winningest coach? He's involved in a scandal. He won a quote-unquote national title.
Don James?
That's the one.
When he said scandal, I thought it might be that Jim Owens guy because he wouldn't play black people.
Yeah, you got to be more specific.
Plus, I think there's more than a couple quote-unquote national titles they say they won. So,
in doing my research for this trivia, I noticed there was a sentence in the Wikipedia that Washington does not recognize that national title. The split one, which was news to me because I thought they did. But
wait, what, they don't recognize it as a split and they think it's
I think they don't recognize it as a national title. Like they don't.
No, they have 1960 and 91 in the rafters. I will say that.
Yeah, fair enough. I was like, I don't think this is true. I think Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I think Wikipedia needs to look at Wikipedia.
I mean, anytime you can claim the 1960 national championship in 2007, you just have to do it.
You have to. Yeah. Does Oregon have a couple outstanding seasons in the aughts?
I honestly think they do. I think they have like one or two. Or,
yeah, yeah.
Or no. They beat the shit out of the Marines.
With Shy Huntington. They got some Shy Huntington national titles that they need to retroactively add to the trophy case.
We were sending guys over to Pearl Harbor that couldn't beat Oregon at the Multnomah Athletic Club.
Yeah, Oregon winning natties with a bunch of draft dodgers. That's great. All right, let's do our list. What's our list? Was it King's idea?
Today's list. Three rivalries. As lopsided as Oregon versus Washington.
Cause
so like, you know,
Oregon Washington rivalry is lopsided because Washington does not win this game. Sorry.
Oh,
who's up first?
I will go first. My number three biggest lopsided rivalry is the Generals versus the Globetrotters. They have a fantastic record. They don't even give an exact number of wins. It says 3-6 wins to 16,000 losses.
They beat them like 10 years ago or something, right? Wasn't that the thing that happened? Like a bunch of like actually good players decided to take a game seriously once, and they actually beat them.
And they got a win.
They got the dub, the Generals. Oh man, do you think they fired people after that? Do you think whoever was associated with the Generals is like, dude,
what are you doing, winning,
dude? It's in the contract. Come on. My number three, mosquitoes versus humans. Mosquitoes kill a lot of humans over the centuries. Disease. They're annoying as shit. I mean, we developed bug spray very recently, relatively, in human history. So
I think humans are winning that war of death against the mosquitoes.
I just by sheer numbers.
I've killed way more than have killed me so far, so.
There's a whole bunch of mosquitoes you don't even know about that are killing people in other countries, man. Like, I'm telling you. Bug spray was invented in the last, like, 30 years, dude. Like, before then, it was just free reign. King?
I don't have a list.
Oh, no! Hey, viewers, if you have...
I'll make one up. My number three rivalry, more competitive than Oregon versus Washington. Martin Scorsese versus less than a four-hour movie.
Everybody loses. Everybody loses.
Yeah, there's no winners in those lately. Irishman, gross.
He's approaching a perfect record on that one.
My number two lopsided rivalry is tails versus heads, because tails never fails.
I mean,
they're definitely not a 50-50 split, I'll tell you that.
This is very debatable. This is very debatable. Just because it's not 50-50, that is not lopsided whatsoever.
Way lopsided. At least 75-25. Man. All time.
Man! Just fabricating these numbers, Ski. I'm calling bullshit on all of this.
Nope. Can't prove it wrong.
Yeah, my number two. Ivan Drago versus Apollo Creed. Because Creed got his ass handed to him.
Creed got murdered.
Yes, he did. Yes. Was not even close. Very lopsided.
Did he really get murdered?
Did what?
Did he really get murdered?
Yes,
he died.
Yeah, okay. I don't watch movies from the 70s.
I don't blame you.
70s? Mid to late 80s.
No, I knew that. I actually knew he died. It's the Happy Gilmore guy.
Just Predator a tap. Guy. Just a tap.
Yeah. Love movies. Love watching movies.
Especially our movie this week.
Yeah. Stay tuned on Sunday. Jiu-Jitsu on Netflix. Oof.
Winner,
yeah. Nick Cage.
You got a number two off the dome, King? Or
my number two rivalry, more lopsided than Oregon versus Washington in football. Me, last October, versus Shatter.
Has anyone beaten Shatter, or Shatter undefeated?
No one has beaten Shatter. No.
A flawless victory.
Did you dive into the Shatter game for that Florida State Miami game?
No,
that would have been.
No, I would never dive back into the Shatter game.
Never again. And he means it.
I bet someone shows up to my house with Shatter, I'm running the other way.
Get out! Look at the sign. Put a sign up outside of your door. This is a shatter-free household.
Shatter-free zone.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. My number one biggest lopsided rivalry, Oreo versus Hydrox. Hydrox came out 4 years before Oreo did. Oreo just copied them and just put them away.
What the fuck is Hydrox?
It's a cookie? Essentially an Oreo. Yeah.
Hydrox, I've never heard of in my life. Huh.
It's literally it's an Oreo. Just.
Huh.
There's a reason why we call them Oreos now instead of just sandwich cookies.
Hydrox is a horrible name for a cookie, by the way. Like, that sounds like a cleaner, dude. Like, you can't name a cookie Hydrox. We got two Cristobal ones in the chat back-to-back, by the way. Booble says Mario Cristobal versus an outside run. Lincoln City 69 says Mario Cristobal versus the clock. The clock is fucking undefeated.
That's the winner. That is the winner there. The clock never loses
undefeated.
Mario. I did love the one thing about the Mario Cristobal era that I do miss is when there were 6 minutes left in the first quarter and he took a second time out and the camera panned to him and he just kind of looked like this.
We can't see your face.
I know the Mario look, though.
Yeah, so. I mean, we know the look. Yeah,
I mean, it's good look.
I would assume it's similar to your ceiling. So that works for me. All right, so is it my number one? My number one? Donald Trump versus Ted Cruz. Trump fucking destroyed Ted Cruz. Do you remember what Trump did to Ted Cruz?
Called his wife ugly.
It's been a long time. He called his wife ugly and he said his dad had something to do with assassinating JFK. And then Cruz endorsed him for president and fucking groveled at his feet, dude. That's the biggest fucking owning I've ever seen between two human beings. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Oof.
Is it just me? I, hate all this election shit. It just floods everything.
Sure.
And I hate it. But I cannot wait for DeSantis versus Trump is going to be electric. It is going to be electric. I can't wait.
Yeah, give me all that. You able to come up with a one?
My number one rivalry, more lopsided than Oregon versus Washington football. Ernie Kent versus a called offensive set.
Move! Marty!
Move!
Marty!
Move!
Luke! Motion!
That's one of those things where if you were around for that era of Oregon basketball, that's going to be like in the back of your head all the time. Just Ernie Kent yelling.
Boo! Marty!
Who the fuck is Marty? Marty Lunin? Are we talking about Marty Lunin? Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Marty Lunin we're talking about in 2022 just because Ernie Kent. All right. I think it's time to wrap it up. You guys have anything else?
I do not.
You good?
Negative.
Any parting thoughts for Washington? Fuck them up, please. Oregon. Yeah. Oregon, don't lose. If you lose, everything is a wash. Like, I don't give a fuck about the Bojend anymore. I don't give a fuck about Dan Lanning anymore. Take Dan Lanning, go to Auburn. You know what I mean? By the way, we totally skipped over Dan Lanning and Auburn. Skipped over that.
So put it to bed. They all lie. They're all salesmen, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. He will leave Oregon at some point. He ain't leaving for Auburn this offseason.
It ain't going to be Auburn right now.
It ain't going to be Auburn.
Yeah. My main thing was, like, people believing Lanning when he said what he said. It's like, it may end up being true. It probably will. He's not going anywhere, sure. But, like, to just defend Dan Lanning and be like, hey, I take him at his word. Why would you ever take a college coach's word, man? Like, they're the biggest liars in all of sports. All of sports.
Literally their job.
Like, it's their job is to lie. Totally, man. He's lied to us. He's lied to us so many times this year. Like, talking about players who were hurt and whatever, man. It's like, that's our job is to lie. We've been lied to many times as Oregon followers. Chip Kelly lied to our face. Taggart lied to our face. Cristobal lied to our face. Everybody lies to our face. It's like, come on.
Yeah, but they cover themselves this time, though, because what's the buyout for if Auburn actually wanted him? What was the buyout they had after 1 year?
Was it something just crazy? 14 or 15 million.
14 or 15
yeah.
mil?
It's 14, yeah. It's a lot of money. But again, that's not a lot of money. Like, if you're Auburn, it's the SEC, man. They got shit tons of money. Money's not a thing. If they want a guy, they'll throw $14 million at it, sure. And then another $8 million a year for him to actually coach? It's nothing.
Is that like a prenup deal where every year that Lanning stays here, it drops lower and lower for the buyout?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Give it a couple of years? Restructure that deal, Oregon. If you want to keep him, restructure that deal. By the way, Nuttian mentions, the QB competition is close. Yeah, like Knicks against Ty Thompson? That was a close battle? Is that what we're talking about? Okay. Sure.
I would have loved to see those practices just right? to see how big of a line it was.
The arm punts versus like one of the best quarterbacks in the last 15 years.
And you know Knicks was out there just fucking spinning it effortlessly, not even really, as we see, just roll out, just flick of the wrist, just... Ty Thompson ain't doing that.
No, sir. Okay, that's it. I'm calling
that's it. That's
it. Thank you for watching on Twitch. Thank you for listening on the podcast. At TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromney. We will maybe see you on Saturday. We'll see how that goes.
You're the one pub crawling, so...
Yeah, I'm the one organizing all of this, too. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see if all three of us are there. But go Ducks, I guess.
Go Ducks.
All right. Later, guys.